Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies around 50. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with cloudy skies, mid-50s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies in the upper 30s. As we head into Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities say a retired firefighter who was upset with a mask ordinance in the city of Wichita has been arrested on suspicion of threatening to kidnap and kill the mayor. Police say the 59-year-old suspect could face a charge of criminal threat. Democratic Mayor Brandon Whipple said someone had read him text messages received by another city official that asked about the mayor's address and threatened his life. Whipple said the suspect talked about tyranny in the messages and was upset about the mask mandates and not being able to see his mother because of coronavirus restrictions. Deer hunters across the Sunflower State may have trouble finding a local butcher to process their deer this fall because many of them are booked up for weeks or even months. Because of coronavirus, more ranchers turned to small and medium-sized meat processors after the virus forced many major meatpacking plants to shut down temporarily or reduce production in the spring and backlogs developed in the system. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale from selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Several crews responded to an apartment complex fire late Saturday night in the northern part of Wichita. No one hurt during the fire, but several residents were displaced and the Red Cross called in to assist them. The cause of the blaze, unattended cooking, it caused about $125,000 in damage. Confirming rumors, state and local leaders Friday confirmed that Amazon is expanding in Sedgwick County with the addition of a massive warehouse in Park City, just north of Wichita. The company announced two facilities that it describes as fulfillment centers in Kansas, the one in Park City and then a second facility in Kansas City. Both buildings will be approximately 1 million square feet in size. Governor Kelly said growth and economic development is a team effort that works best when our state and local partners are working together. She said Kansas' workforce is ideal for Amazon's plans. And fall made its way to Kansas over the weekend. Temperatures today just 50s and 60s statewide. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Governor Pete Ricketts has announced new restrictions aimed at curbing the coronavirus amid a surge of new cases and hospitalizations in Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reported that the Republican governor outlined four steps that will go into effect this Wednesday. Hospitals must provide 10% of their bed and intensive care unit space for incoming COVID-19 patients. Indoor gatherings, currently allowed up to 75% of capacity, must drop to 50%. People at bars and restaurants must remain seated and with no more than 8 people to a table. And wedding and funeral receptions must limit table sizes to no more than 8 people. And the Associated Press reports the number of coronavirus cases in Nebraska is growing at a fast pace and that the state's rate of new infections ranks sixth highest in the entire United States. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A continued rise in COVID-19 cases has some health officials raising concern. Gage County reported 56 new cases last week. The five-county region of southeast Nebraska monitored by Public Health Solutions noted that last week marked the highest total since an outbreak in early May, and the positivity rate was approaching 15% from a previous average of just over 10%. Several area schools have identified individual cases of COVID and taken preventive measures, including cancellation of some activities, including football games involving Southern, Frankfort, and Washington County, among others. It was reported Friday that fans attending the Hanover Junior High game October 8th or the Hanover Clifton Clyde Senior High game October 9th may have had exposure and should monitor themselves accordingly. The last hospitalized patient in Marshall County was to return home Friday with 18 active cases at last report. Washington County was at 6 active cases as of Friday, and Nemaha County had risen to 66 cases as of earlier last week, with as many as 5 hospitalizations. Marshall County Health Department will host flu shot clinics Monday in Axtell at the community building from 9 to 10, Summerfield, the fire station, 10:45 until noon, and in Beatty at the fire station from 1 to 1:30. On Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10, and in Vermilion at the library, 10:30 to 11:15, masks and social distancing are suggested. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and considered inviting an Atchison attorney to the October 26th meeting to discuss the possibility of a moratorium on new wind farm construction and countywide zoning. Public Works is working with the Elm Creek Township to close a portion of Quivira Road. Commissioners discussed the south parking lot of the courthouse, which is in need of overlay. They discussed converting the west side landscaping into angle parking to increase the number of available spaces for employees and guests. The board asked for estimates for concrete and or asphalt for the south parking and potential additional parking. Gayla Randall of Frankfort presented a map approved by the FAA in July, noting that some 5 to 8 people have turbines sited within a mile of their homes. She was also concerned with the number of listings, more than 110 initially proposed. NextEra replied they typically try to site 20% more locations than anticipated to allow for movement as needed, indicating they're still anticipating 108 to 110 turbines for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. The county treasurer spoke of discussions regarding a potential tax sale and said tax statements should be going out by the 1st of November. There are currently 55 properties that could be eligible for tax sale, with some back taxes dating from 2012. 3 years delinquency are necessary for consideration. The last tax sale in Washington County was in 2016. Gerald Gary Reith, age 71, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Reith. Jean Bauer, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jean Bauer. Robert Bob K. Nork, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Nork. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, salmon, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, strawberries and bananas, tomorrow beef stroganoff, French bread, peas and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have a deep upper level trough across the central into the northern parts of the United States, still bringing some cool temperatures for this time of year. It looks like we'll see highs in the upper 40s, lower 50s before we'll start to see much warmer temperatures as we head towards the middle of the week. We still have a cold front moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest and another system moving across the northern parts of the Midwest. So it looks like in our area, a few clouds with chances for some precip as we head towards tomorrow and into the middle of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies around 50. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies upper 30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies mid 50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies upper 30s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, recent record high 85 in 2003. The average low 41, record low of 26 set in 1991. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening 6:41. ...37 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are light favoring the east. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Customer satisfaction is number one at Carriage Motors. Thank you to all our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motors in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
The Dodgers will be in the World Series. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Braves and Dodgers were tied in a tense Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, but it was Cody Bellinger's seventh-inning homer that sent the Dodgers to the World Series.
Martin's 23rd pitch, Bellinger, with a fly ball to right field. Cody Bellinger has just given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead.
The call on KLAC. LA outlasts Atlanta 4-3 and advances to the Fall Classic for the third time in 4 years. The Dodgers will face the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday. The Patriots and Broncos faced off on Sunday after their game was delayed for a week because of positive coronavirus tests in New England's locker room. Although quarterback Cam Newton made his return to the field since testing positive, Denver shut him down.
This attempt will be a 54 yards for Brandon McManus, who was perfect on the day. Snap is good. Placement down. Kick on the way. It is right down Main Street again, and it is good.
The call on KOA. Denver wins 18-12 thanks to kicker Brandon McManus, who kicked 6 field goals. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay had a 10-0 lead in the first quarter over Tom Brady and the Bucs, but then Tampa Bay answered in the second.
Rodgers takes the snap, 3rd and 10, drops, pressure coming against the pass. It's intercepted, picked off down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Tampa Bay! Jamal touchdown Dean. Buccaneers, Jamal Dean! First turnover of the season by the Pack, and it's a pick six.
The call on WFUS. Bucks rally to a 38-10 victory and deliver Green Bay's first loss of the season. Brady completed 17 of 27 for 166 and a couple of touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski notched his first TD catch since December 9th of 2018. The Bucks now in first place in the NFC South. The Dolphins drubbed the New York Jets 24-0. The Jets are on a 6-game season-opening skid and remain the only team in the NFL without a win this year. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
This is Ag News. The most recent farm income forecast from USDA in early September provided an update on 2020 farm income projections, as well as the first estimates of state-level financial conditions in 2019. Farm cash receipts forecast to hit a 10-year low in 2020. In 2019, gross farm income from selling crops, livestock, federal support, and other income they were estimated at $432 billion, rising 2% from the prior year. That was down $52 billion, though, from record high in 2013. At the state level, farm income highest in California, a couple percent higher than the previous year. After that, farm income was the highest in parts of the Western Corn Belt and Texas. The American Soybean Association Sea Soy Harvest Campaign is in full swing and taking congressional members on a virtual tour of soybean-producing states around the country. The ASA says if farmers can't come to the Hill, then the Hill must go to the field. The first two videos in the campaign talked about topics like the value of U.S. soybeans in creating American jobs and the importance of access to overseas markets for U.S. soybeans. You can follow along on ASA social media page with the hashtag SeaSoyHarvest. And talks on a Brexit trade deal between the United Kingdom and European Union are over. Well, that's the opinion of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He feels there's no point to carry on any conversations unless the EU fundamentally changes its stance on several issues. Johnson's spokesman said the trade talks are over. EU effectively ended them by saying they do not want to change their negotiating position, and the only way is to be with continuing the talks that the EU makes fundamental changes to its negotiating stance. And the Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol production hit its highest level in 5 weeks, when inventories reached the largest number seen since the end of August. More Ag News online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers. Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A new COVID relief package might not happen before the November 3rd election, but a post-election deal with billions for agriculture and other sectors now appears much more likely. The Senate will vote this week on some $500 billion in relief, including for more paycheck protection for small businesses, unemployment, schools, and virus testing, as well as tracing. But Democrats are expected to block the new effort, as they did in an earlier $300 billion bill, as long as House Democrats and the White House struggled to come up with a much larger deal. Now more likely looks like it's going to be after the
election. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley gives his comment.
I think the chances in a lame duck are much, much greater than obviously before the election. But there could also be a scenario, depending on the outcome of the election, where I wait till a new Congress and might not see a package till January or February.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued to oppose the White House offers, even as they neared a House passed $2.2 trillion in aid, arguing it wasn't enough. Senate Republicans just wouldn't approve it. And she suggested it would boost the president's reelection chances. But can United States agriculture hold out as politics delay needed aid possibly into next year? That's certainly the question. Walmsley once again gives us his comment.
Fortunately, ag's in maybe a little bit better spot than some other industries because of the CARES Act. We have the second round of the coronavirus food assistance program that farmers are able to sign up for right now. You know, I think there's still a long-term need in ag that we're going to need another boost in there, particularly as we get into the winter. You're going to continue to see shifts in food trends as, you know, what the future holds for all Americans, especially as we're seeing some upticks in cases across the country.
Still in question is whether a final bill will include $20 billion in aid the Senate GOP set aside for agriculture in a recently blocked stimulus bill, plus protections against COVID lawsuits for meatpackers, schools, and healthcare providers that Republicans want but Democrats oppose. Sip Spec, Mid-America Ag Network News.
On November 3rd, Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for a new U.S. Senator. Dr. Roger Marshall is the right choice for agriculture and rural Kansas. Dr. Marshall was a leader for Kansas during the last Farm Bill. He authored legislation to assist livestock producers after devastating wildfires, introduced a bill to protect the integrity of meat labels, and is a leader of the Biofuels Caucus. Meanwhile, his opponent voted against agriculture a majority of the time during her last 2 years in the state Senate. Dr. Marshall is a product of a small town, and his rural common sense earned him the endorsements of the Kansas Farm Bureau, the Kansas Livestock Association, the Livestock Marketing Association, Renew Kansas, the Kansas Agribusiness Council, and the National Sorghum Producers. On November 3rd, vote Roger Marshall for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Kansas Ag Communities Coalition, 6031 Southwest 37th Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66614, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. National 4-H Week came and went earlier this month, and it's unlikely you will ever hear from a more inspiring 4-H member than Elizabeth Widener. Her remarkable story after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Dietrich, Illinois, in the southern part of the state, Effingham County, is where we find 16-year-old Elizabeth Widener. She is the winner of the 2021 4-H Youth in Action Pillar Award for civic engagement for her advocacy for pediatric cancer awareness and funding. She began her 4-H career, when most kids do, around age 9, and her first project?
I'm not sure about my very first one, but the one that really stands out to me was public speaking. I've been hooked since then.
Well, that interest in speaking is serving her well, as she has become an advocate for something very personal to her, pediatric cancer.
About 5 years ago now, I was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, so it's been a pretty long road, but my 4-H family has helped me throughout it, and I just really appreciate that. For this 4-H award, I will be talking to multiple clubs and states about my journey and about my civic engagement pillar and about my project. But since this year is a little different, I will probably be doing most of it with Zoom calls or phone interviews or pre-recorded videos. So it's going to look a little different, but I'm still really excited.
Yeah, one more thing that looks different because of COVID. Pre-COVID, Elizabeth was on the road for pediatric cancer, including Washington, D.C., and the halls of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've lobbied on Capitol Hill, speaking about childhood cancer and about the hardships that I've had to go through as a childhood cancer warrior.
And she also talks to other families and children of pediatric cancer.
I would just have to say to keep fighting. That's one thing that has really just kept me going, is that I have to keep fighting for the next person who is diagnosed, or for my family in general, because I can't leave them. I have much more to hopefully accomplish in the future. That's not my time to leave yet.
Elizabeth Widener of Dietrich, Illinois. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale on Wednesday, October the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Cattle included will be 90 choice reputation black and red Angus Charlotte cross and limousine Angus cross calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day old fall calves by side. There will be 45 Colorado origin calf and vaccinated red Angus first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred to red Angus redemption bulls for February calving. We'll have a complete dispersal of 65 black-white facing Hereford cows. They'll be 2 years older. 15 of them will have Angus and Hereford cross calves by side. The balance will be bred for February-March calves. We'll have over 100 black and crossbred cows. They'll be 3 years older. Many will have fall calves by side. Bulls offered will include 2 3-year-old Angus bulls and the 3-year-old red Angus bull. Also offered will be 16 Simmental and Sim Angus calf and vaccinated replacement heifers. To consign cattle, for more information on the special cow sale, held Wednesday, October the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 37 degrees, a light east wind this morning. Highs around 50 on a cooler start to the week ahead.
Good morning from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Dennis Henricks reporting. Hey, it's a Monday, and hey, the weather's good. The skies are clear, so no snow yet. So I guess that's good news. In the markets over the weekend on the finished cattle, 108 and a 169. We lost a little bit on the top side, but pretty steady markets, and that's certainly good news. Here today with a 10 o'clock start, and at high noon we get into the hay department. 15 fourth cutting of the square alfalfa. There is 85 squares. They are fifth cutting. There's 8 bales of oat hay, 25 bales of straw. And the round bales, guys, we do have 14 of round grass, same quality of grass as last week. Round CRP is 22. Incidentally, at about 10 o'clock on Monday morning last week, we got a lot of square bales. So if you need to check into the office here this morning, give us a call, and we'll certainly tell you the additional hay that we do get in here this morning. In the feeder cattle, a nice run, guys, as the combine starts to slow down a little bit. Certainly a good set of 50 black semi-bronfe cross steer and heifers. They've got a 912 wean and vac. They're going to come in today weighing 5 to 800. That's Seabrants out of Plymouth. 19 black heifers, spring wean. They'd be short yearlings, guys. They've got a wean and a vac, 650 to 750 pounds. They're the McLaughlin cattle out of Diller. 16 black steers, 45-day wean, and a double vac, 450 to 600 tippered cattle out of Raymond. Out of February 30, very good. Black steer and heifers, they've got a September 12th wean and a vac. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Kenny Mueller out of Syracuse, 27 black and red steers. They are yearling soft grass. They're going to weigh 750 to 800. Fankhauser Brothers out of Humboldt's, 41 black steer and heifers, no wean. They are 575, 6 1/4, always very good cattle. The Allen cattle out of Nebraska City, 10 black baldy, red baldy, bull and heifers. They do have a 7-day wean. They're going to weigh 375 to 475. gray garden cattle out of Holland. Eight black steering heifers coming off cow with a June vac. They're going to weigh 550 to 600. Six red, black baldy bull and heifers, no wean. They're going to come in at 375 to 4 1/4. That's the chance in Catawata Beatrice. Certainly, last week we caught calves as the day went on, guys, and look forward to doing that here today. So certainly give us a call if we can help you. Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. That's going to wrap it up here today, where we certainly can advise you that you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Letty Brown broke open a close game with a long touchdown run in the third quarter and caught one of Jared Doeg's three touchdown passes to lead West Virginia to a 38-17 win over KU Saturday. With West Virginia clinging to a 17-10 lead late in the third quarter, Brown ran 87 yards up the middle for the start of three straight touchdowns for the Mountaineers. The 210-pound junior compiled 195 yards on 18 carries. The Jayhawks were without Coach Les Miles. Miles tested positive for the coronavirus a week ago. He was cleared to return to the Jayhawks, but chose not to travel out of caution. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott pays credit to experiences and advice he gained working under Kansas City coach Andy Reid while the two were in Philadelphia. McDermott and Reid will face each other on opposing sidelines this afternoon as the Bills and the Chiefs kick off at 4 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Clay Center 20-0. It was Raleigh County over Concordia 44-23. Augusta beat Abilene 47-0. Chapman took Council Grove 37-6. Fort Scott over Wamego 22-18. Valley Heights beat Jackson Heights 56-15. Centralia over Linden 48-17. Jeff County North down Troy 52-3. Axtell down Wetmore 58-12. Clifton Clyde over Argonia Attica 64-16. Onega beat Blue Valley Randolph 64-0. Frankfort, Washington County, Donovan West, all canceled due to COVID. Hanover had an open date. Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament continues with semifinals, consolation, and championship on Tuesday evening. After Saturday, third seed Washington County was eliminated. Top seed Valley Heights faces seventh seed Wetmore. Second seed Hanover takes on number four Centralia Tuesday night in the semifinals at 6, with the consolation and championships following at 7.